Yeah, you lived on St Albans Road.
Yes, okay, so I lived there for some time, yeah, until he sold the house. And he sold the house and went to live in Bradford, because he had some friends, he started the restaurant. Mm. So then I moved from there to this Evington Road, London, yeah, Road corner, yeah, to a lady called Mabel. We called her Mabel.
Yeah.
And she ran this, it is next to the garage, there's some sort of garage there. As you walk from along Evington Road towards the Victoria Park, on the right hand side, towards the end of the Evington Road, there was a garage there. And before this garage, it was this house where the Mabel was running the, rooms for students, mm-hmm, and people who were single, mm-hmm, and she was cooking for us. And I lived there. How much I paid, I don't remember. Mm. But it was cheap enough for me to be there and have lunches there, yes, and dinners at yeah, on Sundays.
Yeah. Tell me, when you got married, whereabouts did you live then?
Well, we lived in, we had a flat in Victoria Park Road.
Yeah.
And the first house, as you enter from London, is it London Road? If you go from London Road by Victoria Park, and the first turning right, that's Victoria Road. Is it Victoria Park Road, is it? I think so. It's not as if you go along Victoria Park, and then you have a roundabout, mm, you turn right, mm, and the first tall house, mm, that's where we had the flat at the top.
Yes.
Yeah. And we lived there for some time. It was nice view from the window to, mm, the park. And then afterwards, we bought the house in, mm, Camberley Road.
Mm.
It was the terraced house in Camberley Road. I remember which name was it, but not Camberley Road right at the end, but nearer to, this was not far from the London Road, from Victoria Park.
The Highfield End.
Yeah, the Highfield, yes, End, yes.
Yeah.
So we lived there. There was a terrace house, that was our house. That's when we got married, and we bought this house. And from that house we went to, what is this road? It's opposite Victoria Park Road. Saint somebody Road. Anyhow, it's a three-story house, and we bought this house.
St. James's
Road, yes. We bought this house. I think it's number 18,
yes,
going from Victoria Park on the left-hand side. It's a beautiful house,
yes,
with many, many rooms.
Can you describe it?
Well, it was downstairs when you opened a big door, first of all, nice big door to enter. There was a corridor. On the right-hand side, there were steps going upstairs. Immediately on the left-hand side was a big room, big front room, large room with windows on the road. Then it is a small passage which led to the sitting room. It was a very big sitting room with a door to the garden, small garden. But the first, when you enter the house, on the left-hand side, you turn left, there was a door leading to the kitchen on the right-hand side, and the sitting room on the left-hand side. So you had, as you enter the house, immediately on the left-hand side was a big room, mm-hmm, then you, again, the small corridor turning left, and a small corridor, and on the right-hand side a big kitchen, but on the left-hand side a big room, like a breakfast room or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had these corridors led slightly longer, and then you had the door to the garden. The garden was small, but big enough for us. Mm. And then on this side there was a passage by the house leading onto the pavement.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then, of course, there are the stairs on the first floor. And on the first floor we had a bathroom, a large bathroom, the toilet separately. Then we had two rooms facing the road and then one room facing the garden. And then there was second floor where we had, I think, two rooms there. Mm. So there's a big house.
Have you any idea what age the house was?
Oh, it was, there's writing on this, and I think it was before, it was 19th century.
Was it?
Mm. It was 19th century, definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
It was some sort of writing indicating that it was built in 1880-something.
Yeah. Yes.
And this idea was given on the front of the house.
Yeah.
So the house was really lovely house, I liked it, and the rooms were nice, they tall, and anyhow, it was a beautiful house, but we could have converted it into bed and breakfast and business.
Yeah.
We let the rooms to people, but then my wife and her parents said there was too much trouble with this. Sometimes we had trouble, they didn't pay. But it was around with students, when you had students, but sometimes they made parties downstairs and they made parties until the morning, you know, and we slept about them. So that was unpleasant, you know, because we couldn't sleep. But we lent it to students and other peoples, and I think we could have made it into the business.
Yeah.
But my wife wasn't that opinion, and her parents, they thought that it is not... they didn't like it. They didn't say it, but they didn't like it. That we... I don't know, but... but in any case, afterwards, well, when our child was born and so on, we had children. One, our son was born on Camberley Road and our daughter on St. James's Road. And then, of course, then I went to work at Hatra.
Yeah.
Because I work at these factories, you know, at shifts and things, as an operator and things like that. It was hard for me, and and my wife didn't like any of the shifts.
When you said you had children, did you speak at home? Did you teach your children Polish?
Well, I wanted to, but it was difficult. My wife didn't say anything, but she didn't like it. But I think if had I done it, they would have spoken Polish today. But I spoke to him, to my son, Polish.
Yes.
And he could speak Polish.
Yes.
He could speak Polish and English when he was 4 or 5, you know. He could speak Polish. But then when he was 5, 6, and then, of course, it was more difficult, and he went to school and so on. And and the fact that my wife was English.
Yes.
I didn't want to create any problems because of this.
Yeah.
But he went to Polish Saturday school.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about it.
He went to the Polish Saturday school. And
where was it run?
Well, it was, he didn't go to Polish Saturday school in Leicester, but he went in Bradford.
Oh, right, yeah.
In Havens, he was reciting the Polish verses during some shows on the stage and so on. And when he was at that stage, he went to the Polish Saturday school in Bradford.
Yeah.
He went there for about 3 years or 4 years, but... And then, as complication, my wife wasn't very happy with this. and he stopped going to Saturday school.
Mm.
So today he understands, he can read the paper, Polish paper, he understands. And I suppose if he tried, he could learn again to speak Polish.
Mm.
But my daughter, well, she wasn't like that. She went to Polish Saturday school as well for a short time. And then, of course, the fact that my wife's English, it was rather difficult. So I would say that my son, if he wanted now, he could learn again and he could speak Polish.
Yeah.
And he knows Polish history well, and he knows a lot of Poland. And I think he knows quite a lot of history of Poland. But my daughter is less than that, no. But I keep touch with my relations, they write to my relations. I keep in touch, and they went, when we went to Poland twice. And anyhow, they are conscious that their father is Polish.
Oh, good.
But they have Polish names, Christian names. For example, my daughter has Christina, which is similar to Christine, but it's written slightly differently. It's Christina, is, and then it's Y, N, and A. She writes it like that. My son's name is Jan, which is English John, but still they call him wherever he works, Jan. Jan Joseph. Joseph in Polish is Józef. So in his documents he has this written like this. But he is called Jan at work, and he keeps his name. And he doesn't produce any problems with him, and he married an English girl.
Do you, right, you were talking about food and how Polish food is different. Do you know any Polish shops that were in our area?
Yes, there are. There are no Polish shops. There were Polish shops when I came here to Leicester. They were in Highfields area. Some of them were in the city centre on the market. They were on the market, they were having this stand, and they were selling Polish food. And I lived with the men who ran such a shop in near Victoria Park. There was a Polish man who ran the shop like this. And he had this shop against the Polish, against the church, against Blackfriars Church, on this new walk on the other side. And he had the shop almost opposite to the church. So that was one of the Polish church, Polish shops, and they had two Polish food stands on the market. They were selling Polish food on the market. There were quite a lot of Poles, so they were coming to the market and buying Polish food there. And there was the one shop on the road, which is goes off Evington Road, which is St. Stephen's Road, as you go from Victoria Park. And you go a bit further down, and first narrow street on the left. So going a bit further down, and it turns like this on the corner, there was a Polish shop there. I used to go and buy the Polish food there.
Can you describe it as if you were going in the door and you can see the shop?
Well, all I saw was a normal shop, except that he was showing his Polish food in the window. And it was, his name was on top, his Polish name.
Can you remember his name?
Pieniążek. Pieniążek. That was his name. And he put his name on.
Could you spell it?
P-I-E... N-I-A-Z with the dot on E-K. Pieniążek.
Right, sorry.
I don't know what was his Christian name.
No, that's all right, that's fine.
And he was known among Polish community, and everybody went to him. And then the second one was that by the church, the Holy Cross Church,
yeah.
On New Walk, almost opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
The side door.
Yeah. When you talk about Polish food, what do you mean? What is different?
But the difference is a lot of difference. For example, Polish people eat sausages. And not like British sausages. They are special continental sausages, ham sausages. And you couldn't get it in a British shop. Generally speaking, Poles eat, generally speaking, eating, the Poles as a dinner or lunch, they must have a soup. I mean, if in Poland the husband came from work and the wife wouldn't give him a soup, he would be very cross.
Mm.
But in any case, if you ask today's Poles, like, well, I'm perhaps not like this, but I like soup. I always make by myself soup at home.
Yes.
So if you go to Polish restaurant, it's impossible. They give you soup, but not like in British restaurants, which give you from tins.
Yeah.
They make it.
Yeah.
They make it by themselves with vegetables and some additions to it. And it must be a soup, proper Polish soup, before the second course.
Mm.
So that is the difficulty for Polish wife, because she has to make the soup. I don't know how it is today, but even today, you know, when you go to Polish family, they continue this tradition.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't give you the dinner without the soup.
Yeah,
wherever you go to Polish family in Leicester, there will always be a soup first.
Mm.
Of course, not from the tin.
No. No. Were there any Polish restaurants around here?
There were restaurants, as I just mentioned. Was that restaurant? Well, just a minute. Restaurant. Don't know, I don't remember whether there were restaurants. I think the only restaurants were within the Polish clubs. The Polish club at the 11 University Road.
Yeah.
There was a restaurant, and today they restarted this restaurant in Polish. 11 University Road, you can get the dinner on Sundays.
Yeah.
But previously there was a restaurant run in the Polish University Road, Polish Ex-Combatant Association Club. It was every day.
Mm.
In actual fact, I was the chairman of this club when we did these dinners.
Yeah.
And we served to people.
Yeah.
And we had the restaurant downstairs. And today they restarted this on Sundays.
Yeah.
But otherwise, a private restaurant in Leicester, there was one, near opposite railway station, and this road doesn't exist today.
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of that road? There was a road, if you walked out from the station, cross over.
Yeah.
And there was a road there.
Yeah. It's where the new road is now.
As the new road is now.
Yeah.
And on the right-hand side, there was a Polish restaurant run by my friend. He called Karol Keller.
Mm.
And they ran it for quite a time, but then changed to other business, like buying houses and making flats, and they did money on this.
Mm.
And this man is still living in Bradford.
Mm.
And I remember I used to go to his restaurant on that particular road.
Mm. Do you know the the Polish church and the Polish centre that's now on Melbourne Road.
Yes, yes.
Do you know what activities go on there? Are you very involved with
them? Oh, yes, I'm involved in this. I go to these activities.
Yeah.
Well, but the church mainly is, they have a church and the Polish church club.
Yeah.
Which is downstairs, where is the cafeteria and the bar.
Yeah.
And on the first floor is the hall, you know, dance hall.
Yeah.
Downstairs they have a bar, a normal bar, but on Sundays after the mass they have a buffet as well, which all ladies, Polish ladies, bake cakes and so on. And in this bar they sell cakes, cakes and coffee, coffee or tea. Mm. And they do it free of charge, just for the church.
Yeah.
And I always go there to buy some Polish cakes,
yeah.
Like cheesecake and cheesecake and other cakes.
Mm.
And donuts, Polish donuts.
Mm.
And they do all sorts of things which you can't buy otherwise.
Yeah.
So every Sunday it is open from the end of the mass is about 12:30, so around 12:30 until 2 o'clock, people go from church and sit and talk and discuss and meet friends and drink coffee. Some of them drink alcohol, and I don't drink alcohol, just coffee and cakes, and sometimes I take home some.
Yeah.
It is very sort of useful, and I like it.
Yes.
And everybody likes it. Because you can go and talk and discuss, and we have a special corner there. And I go and buy coffee and stand in the corner. There are some of the people come and join me, because they like discussing with me.
Yeah.
About political situation and apart from this, somehow they... I write to the Polish Daily about the Polish communities and things like that, so they know me, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Paftan know me from being a footballer in the Polish army. So there are still people who remember me.
Yeah.
I played in Baghdad with Iraq and with British army and this sort of thing. So after the mass, we go for a cup of coffee. Some people drink some alcoholic things. I don't. I don't like alcohol. And it's just coffee and a good Polish cake.
Yeah. Do they have supplementary classes there? Polish speaking now.
Supplementary what?
School there.
Yes, yes, they have Polish school. The Polish school, the school...
You've done that side, you need a new one.
So you don't have... That's finished then.
Yeah.
You're talking about Saturday school?
Yes, yes.
In actual fact, when I was the chairman of the Polish Ex-Combatant Association, I organized the Polish Saturday school.
Yeah.
I was deputy chairman and chairman there, and the Polish community parents, they asked and demanded that the children would be taught Polish in Saturday schools.
Yeah.
So we organized, I was given this task to organize this, and I went to the office, to the education office, which is near, which was... as you go towards the to the Leicester College of Art and Technology. What is the name of that road? As you go towards through the town to the college technology. There was an office there. There were offices there.
Oxford Street. Is that right?
I think it was Oxford Street. Yes, that's Oxford Street. And I went to this person who was in charge of the education in Leicester, and I said, what was the problem, who I was, would the town or city allow us to organize or use one of the buildings, school buildings? And they were very sympathetic, They told me to write the letter, and I wrote the letter. And they allowed us to use St. Stephen's Road School. I don't know what is the name
of it. Medway School.
Medway School. Yes.
When was this?
It was 1956. 1956? No, earlier than that. 1954, something like that. And I went to the building, to the school. I talked to the director or whoever it was, the head of the school. And I explained to them. And the city allowed us to use this on Saturdays, free of charge.
Oh, wow. At that time, was there a large Polish community
in
that area?
Yes, larger than now.
Larger than
now? It was much larger. Because they were coming from the camps and there were quite a lot of us.
Yes.
And they worked, they lived in every, mainly in that area, the Haifa area.
Yeah.
And that area. And that was the right place for the school.
For the school, yes.
And then, of course, I had to find the staff.
Yeah.
I just learned who was the teacher in Poland, who was a professional teacher, and then I was the chairman of Polish Students Association at that time, and there were some students, Polish students, who studied teaching in Leicester, a one-year course, a two-year course. And I was asking them, so they were telling me who is the professional teacher, Polish.
Yeah.
And I found one man called Sherwood. He already taught at the English school. He was Polish man, but changed his name. And I rang him up, and he came, and we met in the restaurant and so on. I said, will you be... will he join us? And he said yes, and he joined us. Apart from this, I found other teachers from the Polish, from times in Poland, professional teachers. Then I organized the team, and there was one of head, and they started teaching in St. Stephen's Road. And to start with, it was about 100 children. And then later on, when it developed, 1950s, towards the 1950s, the top figure was 250.
Oh.
And today they have, they continue that school, and they got another building, which is a new building, but I can't tell you the name. It is off, not very far from there. I don't know whether I can explain to you. It, as you go from Charles Street, a car, and then turn left to go through the, you go straight on there, and then immediately after the railway line, the railway line, and you just cross over, and then turn left, and there's a new school there.
Yes. Moat.
Moat, yes.
Yeah.
So they got that building and they use it until today.
Oh, right.
So from St. Stephen's Road, they went to Moat.
Yes.
But...
is it still a large school?
Still, yes, by 150.
Oh.
150. Mm. And they have a head mistress, and they have a headmaster, and they have about 10 teachers, professional. Teachers who teach in English schools, but the Polish is good.
Yeah.
And they teach them up to O level standard.
That's excellent.
And then they pass, they take these exams O and A level in Polish. And that is in conjunction with British education department in London.
Yeah. Do the children get told traditional Polish tales, folk tales?
Yes.
As part of their education.
Yes, they have Polish books with traditional verses and history, and they have dances included in this, Polish dances.
Oh, do they?
Yes. So this little Poland in Das Gru on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent.
And they then perform, these children perform when we have some sort of occasions, and they perform on the stage. They tell the verses, they learn the verses and tell them, talk and the special shows at some occasions around Polish national dates or something.
Yes.
Date of Poland independence.
Yeah.
So there's a special occasion, and then there's a show, and then you have somebody who does a speech.
Yeah.
Sometimes I write a speech for them, a scriptwriter. So this is what happens.
That's excellent.